Okay, we are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel of Moed Katan. Says the Mishnah as follows: Machnas Adam Peros of Mibnei Haganah. A person can bring in his produce from the fields on Chol Moed because if there's a danger that someone's going to steal it. So in other words, there's no really malacha involved, but you can bring the produce in from the fields on Chol Moed because there's a concern that someone might steal it, and then before you would have a loss. You should not do it because of the exertion again in general, but because of the fear of thieves, you can do it. Vishola pishtano min hamishra bishvil shalotovat. And he can also take out his flax from the soaking pond. So he used to soak flax, sort of separate it from like the woody tissue. So you can take out the flax from the soaking pond so that it does not get ruined. Again, something you would not plan to do on Chol Moed, but if it was left there, it would get ruined, so therefore you're allowed to take it out. Well, this is allowed if he doesn't schedule his work for Chol Moed, so don't plan this, but again, if it happened, then you could do it, or if it was a mistake, whatever, so you can do it. And in all of these cases, if the people deliberately schedule their work for Chol Moed, then when we say what was worked on should be forfeited, meaning that the beis din actually declare that their property becomes hefker, anyone can take it, so you can't benefit at all from this work. Again, if it's planned, if it's scheduled for Chol Moed. Mishnah Dalet, in Lukhin Batim Avadim Uvehima, a person can't buy a house or a slave or animals on Chol Moed, unless they are needed by the buyer for the Moed, for the festival itself. By the seller, he's allowed to sell it. If he doesn't have what to eat and he needs to sell these things to make the money from the sale to provide food for Yom Tov. Ein mefanin mibayas lebayas, says the Mishnah further, that you can't move items from one house to another house, to another distant house, on Chol Moed. Why? Because this is like a lot of exertion. Aval mefana hulachatziro. But one can move items from one house to another house within the same courtyard, since this doesn't involve so much exertion. It can be done privately, so it's not such a big deal. Finally, in Mavin Kelim Mibes Ha'uman, a person can't bring home Kelim from the house of a craftsman. In other words, he brought this item to a craftsman to fix before Yontif, and it's ready on Chol Moed, so you can't even pick it up and bring it home to your house. Why? Because there's a concern that people are going to think that you did it on Chol Moed to get it repaired, and that would not be allowed. However, you are allowed to do it. If you're concerned about them, that they might be stolen from the craftsman's house, and you can move them from the craftsman's house to a house in a different courtyard, but again, not to your own home. And if there is a concern that there's no way that it would be lost, that there is no way that you can save it unless it's brought back to your own home, then seemingly that would be okay as well. That brings the end of Mishnah Dalet. That will be next time. We'll continue with Mishnah Hay. For now, we will stop right here.